school is out. The weather is getting hot. It is summer, which means it's time to get our summer travel plans and gear and take the opportunity to get to know our own state a little better.
And we'd like to hear from you on this. Where are you going in Wisconsin this summer? What are some of your favorite places across the state to visit during the warmer months? Is there a special place or event you plan your summer around? How about a lesser-known landmark you'd like to share? Call in right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
We asked around the office here to see what our colleagues were up to this summer. Here's some of what we heard.
I grew up in a small town in northeastern Wisconsin called Shiocton, and each year they have a festival in the fall called the Cabbage Chuck. It's the world championship cabbage chuck, actually. So everybody in the town gets together and sees who can build the strongest and biggest catapult to try to launch these cabbage across a gigantic field. It's a pretty big deal in the town. People come from all over. The catapults are built out of really crazy materials. Like, some people spend thousands of dollars building their catapults.
My family has a cabin on a lake outside of Stevens Point, Wisconsin, between Rosholt and Iola. My grandpa built the original cabin in 1966. I grew up on that lake in the summer, and now my daughter gets to go and swim in the same lake and have all the same fun. And so it's really cool to watch the generations sort of pass through that place and experience all the same fun and games and enjoyment.
For the last 6 years, I've gone to Chautauqua, Wisconsin for their Liberty Fest, which is a 4th of July bonanza, complete with a 4-mile run called the Fishy Four, fireworks, a craft fair, an airplane fair, and pretty much all-day boating.
So we'll probably head out to Old World, Wisconsin. You can camp there, and then that's really a lot of fun because you're kind of, you know, living on the land.
Every year, my biking group goes from Madison to Devil's Lake to Freedom and back.
So one thing I'm doing for the first time this year is going to a music festival called Blue Light. It takes place in Highland, Wisconsin. It's basically just 2 days of weird independent music from around the Madison area, but also beyond.
We're actually, as a family, going up to Spooner, Wisconsin for the 4th of July parade. This parade I went to as a kid, and now I'm taking my kids to, and they have the best parade because they throw out a ton of candy. You can bring like 3 bags and it'll be full of candy, and it's amazing.
How about you? Join in with your summer plans. Do you have a place you go, a place you camp, a cabin, a lake you go to each and every summer? Is there a new place in Wisconsin that you are planning or hoping to check out this summer? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
For more on summer travel plans in our state, we're joined now by Maureen McCollum, our colleague and executive producer of Wisconsin Life. Maureen, hey, how's it going?
It's great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we heard from our colleagues there. We haven't heard from you. What are you doing in Wisconsin this summer?
Well, like a lot of people, I think a lot of my traveling is focused around visiting friends and family. So I'll get to Milwaukee and go to new fun restaurants, go to different festivals, hit up Lake Michigan, and then I'll find myself back in La Crosse, where I lived many years. And I love just traveling up and down the Mississippi River and visiting with people. I find myself at random music festivals, too, throughout the state. So it should be a pretty jam-packed summer.
And I've run across this idea a couple times lately, and I love it, the idea of being a tourist in your home state or even your hometown.
Yeah.
We were talking to somebody, and we heard about a traveling solo in New York. My brother and his family have said, hey, we live in San Francisco. We got to check out our local stuff. It's a great idea to kind of open your eyes to the stuff that's in our backyards, basically.
Oh, totally. I mean, you could go to Washington, D.C. and go visit all these museums, but then you forget, like, we have amazing museums here in Wisconsin or all these other different natural wonders that you can see.
So I know you said that you enjoy traveling up and down the Mississippi River. What are some of the things that you like to see in that part of the state? Because that's an area that I don't know as well, and I wish I knew it a little bit better. What do I need to see when I head out along the river?
Everything. No, one of the great things about the Mississippi River is, you know, I mean, there's all these just cute little river towns along the way. You know, for me, I would start in La Crosse, but you can head north, stop in Fountain City. There's this wonderful, I think it might be one of the oldest Irish bars in the state. You can go and get food there. There's a bunch of different places to just, like, look out and see nature. I'm kind of a locks and dam nerd, so I like getting out and seeing these structures. So, you head north, south, like, you can stop wherever you want, and there's going to be wonderful food and amazing people.
And it's a lot of fun just being on the river. In many cases, there's bluffs. The scenery, mm-hmm. when you look away from the river, is pretty cool. And you like the locks and dams. I like seeing the barges mm-hmm. and trains go up and down. It's just a kind of a nice vista with lots of different stuff to see.
Oh,
and
completely.
The architecture, too. It's like you're in different state, kind of.
Yeah, and if you go a little more inland, one of my favorite places to go every summer is House on the Rock. Mm. Very polarizing place. It's completely wacky, but that's why I love it, because you go there, you can, you know, especially if it's a really hot day, you can get away and explore just the different crazy collections that this guy put together. And then, you know, right outside there, Spring Green, there's Taliesin, the Frank Lloyd Wright House. Usually if we go to House on the Rock, we end up camping at like Governor Dodge State Park or somewhere near there. So
when I think of Wisconsin, one of the words that comes to mind sometimes is quirky. And in terms of the stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking about here, House on the Rock is one. Dr. Evermore's Forevertron is one sure. that I really like. Can you talk about some of the quirky things in Wisconsin that you either really like to go and see or that you're hoping to go and see this summer?
Yeah, House on the Rock, pretty quirky. Other quirky places in Wisconsin, I don't know, sometimes I find, like, if I just stop at a random, like, towny bar or like a restaurant, not to say it's quirky, but you end up maybe trying some new type of food that you weren't really expecting. Just some of those roadside diners mm-hmm. that have not died here in Wisconsin.
We're talking about great things to do in Wisconsin in the summer, and you can join us if you'd like at 800-642-1234. Do you have a place you love to go in the summer? Is there some place you've been wanting to check out? It's on your Wisconsin bucket list, or a place that you think everybody else should go to. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We got some hot weather coming up, and we were kicking around some great hot weather cool things to do in Wisconsin, and I came up with a couple. Cave of the Mounds,
because
it's underground, doesn't care what the temperature is outside, and Parfrey's Glen near Devil's
Beautiful.
Lake. Very. It always stays substantially cooler, at least when I've been there, substantially cooler than the rest of the state.
Yeah, maybe if you want to avoid the mosquitoes, because those have not been very fun lately. there's amazing museums in Milwaukee. There's the Discovery World. There's the Art Museum right across the street. Just a couple blocks away, you have the Milwaukee Public Market, and if you have a big family or people with different tastes, you can get whatever you want to eat there, and it's just such a fun place and air-conditioned.
So maybe not the weekend to check some of the outdoor places out, but I know that Wisconsin is a place where if you like parks, you're going to feel at home here. County parks, there are like 700 of them. State parks, there are 70-plus places in Wisconsin to check out. Where do you like to go? I know we talked about the Mississippi River a little mm-hmm. bit, but outside of that, where do you like to go for outdoor fun in the States?
I like canoeing some of the smaller rivers in Wisconsin, too. I know I've been a little heavy on my southern destinations today, but I love canoeing like the Kickapoo River or the Black River, just because they're a lot smaller, they're easy to navigate. It might be a little quiet based on the weekend.
I want to bring on a caller now. Trevor is with us in Madison. Trevor, hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What do you got for us, Trevor?
Well, you guys are talking about quirky roadside attractions, and you mentioned Salton City and River City or River Towns. There's a place called The Rock in the House versus The House in the Rock in Fountain City. Unfortunately, it's a tragic story of a rock slide that happened twice, once around 100 years ago. It slid down the mountain, and I don't think it killed the husband at that point, but then it happened like 8 years ago or something like
wow.
that. So it's someplace you can just stop, the self-guided tour. You just make a little donation in the donation box. That's a little fun thing to do if you're in that area.
Yeah, it's literally a huge boulder in the side of this house.
Well, and, you know, Trevor was talking about just roadside attractions and places that you can check out. And I was thinking about how a couple years back I was driving through an area of the state that I wasn't familiar with. I drove through Dickeyville, Wisconsin, and I discovered the Dickeyville Grotto, which was amazing. It's, you know, built out of, you know, recycled glass and other parts that this person found. But, yeah, that's part of the fun of driving through Wisconsin is just seeing these things.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring on another caller now. Matt is with us in Eagle River. Matt, hi. Matt, are you there? Okay, Matt's breaking up. Let's go to Ann in Madison. Ann, hi.
Hi. So I love Washington Island. It's fun to take the ferry over. They have several very unique beaches. It's peaceful. It's quiet. It's cheap. And the people on the island are very friendly and accommodating.
And thank you so much for sharing that. I'll throw in a Madeline Island if you want an island in Lake Superior, too. I mean, that's a pretty famous one. That's not, like, out of the way.
But the people on that island are super friendly, so welcoming. You know, and Washington Island's nice, too, because so many people go up to Door County for a week or a weekend here in Wisconsin. That's a nice little day trip if you don't want to stay there the whole time.
And one part of the state that we haven't talked a lot about is northern Wisconsin. And I know on my bucket list for the summer, I want to get up to Copper Falls State Park, and I want to go to Big Top Chautauqua. Is there anywhere else, Maureen, in that part of the state or anywhere on the way, perhaps, that I should consider checking out?
Well, one thing on my bucket list, Chris, is I have never camped in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. I've driven through it, but I'd really like to camp there for a few nights and just kind of explore some of those towns up there a bit more.
All right. Well, I'll have lots of fun this summer. Maureen, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's Maureen McCollum, executive producer for Wisconsin Life. We've been talking about our summer travel plans and yours around the state of Wisconsin.